Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. August 9, 1980, second interview with Kenneth Ung at his residence in Montebello, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Ung, what kind of jobs were most Chinese engaged in prior to World War II?
Well, I would say that mostly they waited on tables and worked on the market and worked in some market, retail market.
Not wholesale?
Well, some of them worked at wholesale, but mostly as a waiter and working in a retail market or restaurants, you know.
Yeah. Would you say most of them are employees rather than employers?
Well, the most is employees.
I see. How many percent of the working Chinese population would qualify as either owner, sole owner, or employers of partners with other people?
Well, I would say about 10%, I think. That's the owners.
Mm-hmm. So the other 90% worked for other people, in other words. Okay. And what was the average income?
Before the war?
Mm-hmm.
I would say about, well, like the Chinese, I would say they were making about $75 to $100 a month if they're working in a restaurant. But if you work for American people, you get about, I would say about $75 to $100 a week.
That much difference?
Mm-hmm. Because in Chinese, they say that you work for them, you get room and board.
Ah, I see, I see. So the net income was actually higher than what was paid out, right?
Yes.
If they provide for room and board.
Yeah, they always, yeah, when you work for Chinese people, they always provide you for room and board.
Mm. I see, I see. And this is in the 30s or early 40s?
I would say the late 30s and early 40s.
I see, okay. Did most Chinese live together?
You mean...
In one neighborhood?
One neighborhood? No. Some live in Chinatown, some live in 9th Street, and some live uptown where Western Avenue and St. Peter Street, around that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about mobility? Was there much of any mobility?
What do you mean by mobility?
If they wanted to move somewhere else, were they free to do so?
Well, they're free to move someplace else if the place is not, what would you say, what do you call that now? Restricted area.
What is in a restricted area?
That means that no Orientals and no Black can move in there.
Legally?
Legally. There's no such thing as illegal now. But no. Later there was.
No, you mean there were actually laws in certain areas that...
Well, it's not the law. It's just the landowners and the property owner and say, they think the Orientals and the color move in there will devaluate their property.
I see. How long was that kind of restrictions in force?
Well, I would say after the war, in the late.
Until after the war?
After the Second World War.
Then it more or less ended?
More or less ended.
I see. What did people do with the money they saved?
Well, during the years in the 30s, why, you make a dollar, you save 75 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But after the war, you make a dollar, you spend $1.10.
I don't understand.
You don't understand? You spend more than you make.
Why?
Well, because the government takes so much out, and for Social Security, and... after they're taken out, you won't have nothing to live with. In other words, you make a dollar, you spend a dollar. Let's put it that way.
So people had no savings?
No, hardly. Hard to save any money.
How about before the war? What did they do with the money they didn't
Well,
save?
Before the war, you can, in the last few years before the war, you can save a little bit, but
did
before
they put them
that,
in banks
that depression
or?
Time is pretty hard, you know.
Yeah, okay. Once they did manage to save, would they put them in banks or buy real estate or invest?
Well,
or would they send them the money back home for investment?
Well, the smarter one do a lot of investing, and the older one would send some of the money back home, and the stupid one like me spends it.
Send money back home. How about gambling?
Well, gambling, they were, gambling was prohibited in California.
But Chinese gambled.
The Chinese gamble was allowed up to the 1932. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not allowed, but they just look one way and do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look the other way, right. Up until 32?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened in 32?
Well, they clamped down a little bit.
The police?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened then?
A lot of people out of a job in Chinatown.
Oh, a lot of people who made a living.
Runners and everything, you know. They call them runners. They go from one place and pick up the ticket that you mark and send it in. They call themselves runners.
Oh, yes.
And they get 10% of all the money they collect.
Oh, I see. Would you say a large or a small number of Chinese were involved in the gambling business, meaning?
Well, when I was living in Chinatown, I would say about 70% of the houses is a gambling house.
Of the house?
Yeah, the stores.
House.
The stores.
Oh, homes. Oh, stores, right. Oh, and that was the early 30s or the late 20s?
That was the late 29s and early 30s.
I see. You mean they would have a store selling groceries and behind it they would have gambling?
They were picking up tickets.
Uh-huh. What kind of gambling activities?
Well, like the American call it keno now.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And then they have a paikyo.
Uh-huh.
And fantan.
Did everybody play it?
Well, the one that likes to gamble, we gamble, but the ones that don't like to gamble, they won't spend the sin on it.
Were there many people who liked
to
gamble?
Oh, yes. Most Chinese, they say, take two Chinese to form a gambling place.
I see. Were there any crimes because of gambling? Were there any fightings?
Oh, yes.
Wars?
In the 20s, they were called Tong War.
Yeah.
Well, one person would go in there and say they got cheated, and so they start fighting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in fact, in some of the photographs you showed me, you said this that in around Alameda or Marquesas Street.
Marquesas, Alameda, Ferguson Alley.
Yeah. I thought that was in the late 1800s.
No. They have Tongwa up to the 30s.
I see. And then gambling died out after the war or before the war?
It didn't die down. They shut down. the city shut it down.
I see. Okay. Were the Chinese in L.A. affected by the Depression?
Oh, yeah. All of them affected by the Depression.
Did they have to close their business or?
No. I wouldn't say they have to close their business, but they have their own clientele, like herb business,
mm-hmm.
and the one that strictly have a gambling joint, they have to close it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that have side interests, why they don't close up because mm-hmm. they live there and eat there and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. Did you ever feel there was hostility toward the Chinese in LA?
In what year?
Say the 1920s.
Oh, yeah. They were, what you call, race prejudice?
Mm-hmm.
Up to the late 39s, when the war started, it kind of died down a little bit. But even during the war, when the Chinese go out, they think we're Japanese. They call us Japanese and everything.
But that's hostility toward the Japanese.
Yeah.
It's just mistaken identity. I meant hostility, knowing that you're Chinese and having...
Even though they know you're Chinese, they call you Japanese. You know, we're yellow.
I see. Did you ever feel that kind of hostility toward you or your friends?
Go to a picture show, they look at you, they want to start a fight. Even though they have a little button to say, I'm Chinese,
mm-hmm.
they don't know. They don't care. We're yellow.
How did the Chinese react to that sort of thing?
There's nothing they can react upon. Just stay away from places that cause trouble. And if you have to go out, they have a little button, they say, I'm Chinese.
Didn't the Chinese consulate or and embassy in America at that time protest about things of that sort? Did the Chinese reflect the sort of situation to
the
consulate and embassy?
The consular, they don't care. They know what's going on, but what are you going to do?
They don't care, or they couldn't do anything about it?
Well, maybe they couldn't do anything, but to me, I don't think they care.
I see. How do most people feel about politics in China? For instance, how do people feel about the nationalist government at that time?
Well, some people in favor of national governments, some people still in favor of the Mongol.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
When was this? When
1912, yeah.
Oh, 19.
That's before downfall of the emperor.
Uh-huh.
But if you're talking about in the 30s, about the nationalist China, was some in favor and some in favor of the communists,
Did most Chinese support what was going on back in China, the war effort against the Japanese attack?
Oh, that's in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the time I was selling Chinese newspapers then. I was selling a lot of Chinese newspapers.
You?
All I said, yeah.
You were selling?
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is say, extra, extra, I'll read all about the Japanese and Chinese war, and you buy your paper. I mean, that's speaking in Chinese, you know, not American.
Yeah.
And they had bad feelings among the Chinese people, because they have been molesting Chinese people for how long? A long time, you know.
In the produce business, where both Chinese and Japanese were involved, was there hostility between the two groups?
Well, there were no love toward one another, let's put it that way.
And that same feeling is shared by the Japanese, or is it just directed from Chinese toward the Japanese?
Well, usually it's mostly the Japanese toward the Chinese toward the Japanese, because they were the conqueror.
Uh-huh. I see. Did you ever talk to any Japanese, or Japanese Americans during the 30s about why their government was doing this, or whether they felt it was justified?
No. Those Japanese that I ran around with, we never discussed all the problems of the war or anything like that. We all discussed about who we're going to play ball with next. and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. So the Chinese weren't really into the politics, perhaps, or the
politics in the United States?
Back in China.
Well, I don't know. They're over here, and what good if they talk about it over here, because they can't do nothing back in China for them.
Did Chinese people donate money?
Well, whoever got money that can afford it will donate money, but I doubt very little that they do. But I know there's a lot of them for the nationalist government, because I heard them talking about it, but, you know, Chiang Kai-shek.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they donate any money or not.
You did not, I assume, at that time, donate any money to it?
Me? No.
The Japanese war effort?
No. Because what I understand before, he said, what you donate it, it doesn't go to the Chinese government. It goes into some individual pocket.
Really? Was that a common belief?
Yeah, but I hate to mention any any names or anything like that, but...
For instance, the pocket of Chiang Kai-shek or his wife or something like
his
that?
His wife's relative.
Ah, his wife's relative.
Sun family, I heard.
The Sun family.
You hear about that too?
Yeah. Yes, there were rumors at that time, I'm sure. And so, therefore, the Chinese did not donate too much money because of that, or did they still?
Oh, well, they're not going to donate any money. They need the money to live over here.
Interesting. Did you participate in the Autumn Moon Festival back in 1930? Was it 39 or 48? Well, yeah, around that time, where all the American movie stars came out, and then there was an Autumn Moon Festival. Queen selected among the Chinese girls, and there was a big hoo-ha about helping the Chinese fight the Japanese and so on.
Well,
and so forth.
I did not participate, but I was a spectator, maybe.
Yeah. Were there a lot of people there at that time?
Well, when they had a parade, there's always crowded, about 50 to 100,000 people. That's a mixture of the Chinese, Japanese, and Caucasians, Mexicans, you know.
Oh, I see. Everybody went to see the parade. The Japanese, it was really aimed against the Japanese, though. It was pro-China.
I know, but they still kind of curious.
I see. So, would you say, how about American politics? Were Chinese back then involved in American politics?
No, not then. But I know lately there's a lot of Chinese. It's for the Democrats, some is for the Republican,
yes.
Most of them for themselves.
Were the Chinese registered voters during those times, back in the 30s? Were there...
Well,
a significant number.
As long as you're an American citizen, you can register as a voter. But a lot of them are a registered voter.
I see. But they didn't vote.
I don't know if they voted or not.
Were you a registered?
I registered a few years, and I voted a few years, and from then on I don't register anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I think they're all, the politician is a politician.
Have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in the way of doing business? Or have you ever heard of people making such comparison?
Well, I heard a lot of guys say that Chinese is better businessmen than a Jew, to my knowledge, I think the Jew was a better businessman.
Really? Did Chinese have much to do with the Jewish people back then? Any business between those two groups?
Well, in those days, I don't think that one would know one Jew or from another. From a white guy, they always call them Caucasian, that's how white people. But the Mexican or colored, I didn't tell.
Mm-hmm. So people, the Chinese didn't make the differentiation between Caucasians and other and Jewish Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
Where do Chinese men meet their wives? Among American-born Chinese women?
It all depends where you're from. A lot of people from China, they bring their own wives from China.
And I believe there were restrictions.
What's that?
Toward immigration.
Well, there is restriction, and but they always find a way to bring them in.
Really?
But in the 30s, why most of the a citizen of the United States, they would send their boy home to China, get married, and bring their wife over.
Hmm. Why didn't they marry the Chinese woman here?
I guess it's the father's idea that you should marry one from China.
I see. You said you married a Korean, the first,
mm-hmm.
your first wife. Was the general reaction negative to that among your family, relatives, and friends?
No, I married her when my both my parent was dead,
mm-hmm.
and my brother and sister don't think nothing of it,
mm-hmm.
and their folks don't seem to think nothing of it.
You mean her
parents? Folks,
I
no.
see. Okay. How about your friend?
My friend does not run my life.
In other
they
words,
can't see nothing.
Your marriage did not have any effect one way or another.
No.
Was your wife accepted as a regular member of the social circle?
Yes. They accepted.
What about language barriers?
Oh, well, it's pretty hard. We speak mostly English. Because I can't understand Korean and she doesn't understand Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to speak.
And when you're
English.
With your Chinese friends, you all speak?
All speak American.
Mm,
English language.
I see. And did her parents and her friends and her social circle accept you?
Oh, yes.
I see. Did you know of any other instances of mixed marriages?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of mixed marriages, but I don't know.
Back, you know, before the war.
Before the war, yes. The Chinese and Japanese and Korean, but very few Korean people in LA, but mostly Chinese and Japanese.
When did you get married?
Why did I, or when?
When?
In 1940.
Okay. Were you just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as your parents?
No, that's making a difference.
Mm-hmm. At that time, it really didn't?
No.
Is that true of your friends? Do they feel the same way?
But rather have a son or a daughter?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make a difference.
I see. Did you feel it was important for your children to attend Chinese schools?
Yes, I like to see them attend Chinese school, but they don't want to go, and I'm not going to force them to go.
I see. In having a Korean wife, did you also sort of, did she also try to exert Korean cultural influence upon the children, having them learn Korean?
No, we never did even ask them to go to Korean school, but
mm-hmm.
I think learning English was tough enough for them already.
Really? They were born here.
I know, but they have trouble with the grades.
I see. Okay. Did many parents feel it was important, though, for their children to go to Chinese school? Other parents?
Well, mostly, I think parents want them to learn Chinese and at the same time keep them out of trouble off the streets.
Oh, I see. I assume there weren't, the crime rate among Chinese juveniles were very low.
Well, up to 1960 or 65, where all these Hong Kong and Vietnamese refugees come in, they start robbing and stealing and everything.
Yeah. And in fact, crime rate among the Chinese as a whole prior to World War II, was it fairly low? Or
high. I would say about World War II, there were hardly any Chinese killing or robbing. But in 1960 to now.
I meant prior to World War II. Before. Before World War II.
The crime rate wasn't... They were afraid to steal.
I see. Were they involved in any other kinds of crime other than gambling? Okay. For instance, dope smuggling or prostitution,
I don't know.
Or that sort of thing.
That I don't know.
In fact, was there any prostitution?
In the 30s?
Uh-huh.
Very few Chinese.
Prostitution houses.
Very few in the 30s, but there were quite a bit in the 20s.
Really, 20s?
Mm-hmm.
In L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
In Chinatown?
Mm-hmm.
Legal?
I don't know if they legalize or not, but I know that they call it the Laura Alley. And
Laura Alley?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's the alley where all the prostitute hangs out. And there's a nigger alley where a lot of prostitutes hang out.
Oh. Uh-huh. Were there clients, Chinese or Americans?
Well, anything, anybody.
Oh, it's a mixed group.
Yeah, mixed group.
In other words, not
but mostly Chinese.
Mostly Chinese. I see. Where do these prostitutes come from?
China.
They come here just to be prostitutes?
They bought, it's white people that brought them up. Bring them over and make them work for them.
They kidnap them?
No, they don't kidnap. I don't know how they do it. They just brought them over the boat and they belong to them. And so they say, you go to work, support me, you know.
Were those prostitute houses owned therefore by whites?
Whites and Chinese.
I said, did you know of anybody who were the...
I won't say nothing.
I see. And then what happened in the 30s? Why did the number of prostitutes decrease?
Well, because during Depression time, who's got money?
Oh, I see. Okay. And then how about after the Depression?
Well, that,
in the beginning
after that, I don't know anything about after the Depression because I moved out of the Chinatown district.
Uh-huh. Were those prostitutes very young, or were they,
I would know I was pretty young then, but there have to be young one and old one mixed in there.
Did many people want to go back to China to die, quote unquote?
That's the, I would say the first generation that came over here.
Yeah.
They would rather be buried in China than over here. So.
Yes.
When they get a certain age, they make a last trip back to China and stay there.
How many people did that?
Oh, a lot of them. All the one that came over the United States seeking gold, you know. They call this United States the Gold Mountain, Gumsan.
Yeah, yeah.
And they think they can pick gold out of the mountain just like with these, but they found out that they have to work in a railroad yard and laundry. Save enough money to go back to China.
But you said a lot of them actually did. A lot meaning 100, 1,000?
I don't know, because I don't think there's 1,000 Chinese in Los Angeles then, the years he was talking.
Well, you're talking about the late 1800s.
1800? That's way before my time, but
yeah.
I don't think there's 100 Chinese.
In your time, and
in
the
my
20s
time,
and 30s,
I think
and,
about
were there any Chinese who that you know of who went back to China to retire?
Yes, in my in the 30s, where I'm old enough to know, I know a lot of people that been here in the 80s. They want to go back to China to die.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did many American-born Chinese think about going back to China to get a university or high school education.
Oh, yes. And a lot of my friends that I grew up with, the father sent them back to China to have education. And they came back here, they got married over there and come back over here. And a number of my friends that I grew up with, they married in China.
But they always come back, they don't stay over there too.
No, the one that's been here, they stay here. But the one that born in China, they would rather go back to China and die.
Interesting. Of the ones that were born here, did any of them go back to China to retire?
No, I don't know. But I know two of my friends went back to China and never came back.
And they were born here?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't come back because they didn't want to come back?
I don't know. We don't communicate.
Oh, when was that?
That's in the 30s.
I see. And they were retiring? Or were they
no,
in their
they
middle ages?
No, they weren't retired. They were young men then. I think they went back to China to get married and never heard of them since.
Oh, I see. What did you think of the way Chinese were portrayed in American movies?
Well, that's up to the consul to